God is good, and all the time. Arise, Catholic faithful. Saint Teresa. My dear brothers and sisters, we are so precious in the eyes of God. God loves each and every one of us, and His will is that none should be lost. His will is that one day we will be with Him in paradise forever. And so He has created us in a special way. That special way is that everyone has need for God. Everyone longs for God. We yearn for God. We are drawn towards God. And so the worst sinner still realizes that there's something within him that yearns for God. No one can say, I have a dead conscience, that my conscience doesn't work at all. After whatever sin we may commit, we realize that there's something pushing us towards God, something drawing us close to God. So St. Paul will say, if I live, I live for the Lord. And if I die, I die for the Lord. So whether I live or I die, I belong to God. So you are for God. I am for God. We are all made for God. St. Augustine of Hippo will also say that we have been made for you, O God. And so our hearts will be restless until they rest in you. So we belong to God. We are for God. We are not for ourselves. But today, God wants us to come closer and closer to Him because we are for Him. We cannot stay apart from God forever. There's one thing that prevents us from coming close to God, and that is what all that we know. That is sin. Sin widens the gap between us and our God. And so today's readings is drawing our attention to that. Sin is preventing you from coming close to your God. You see people pray and you want to pray like them because there's that yearning in you to come close to God. You want to pray, but you find yourself unable to pray. You see people opening their Bible. They have time to open their Bibles. The same 24 hours given to all of us. But some have time, whether a minute or five or more, they are able to do that. You are not able to do that because something is weighing down on you. So there's that yearning. I want to be able to open my Bible and read. People get up, they are going to church, they want to hear the word of God. There's that still desire, that same desire in you. What am I doing at home? What am I doing here? I want to rise and go to my Father. But you don't find yourself doing that. My dear brothers and sisters, it's not late. It is not late, never late, to come to our Father. Advent is a time of preparation. And I know that you didn't just get up from bed and walk straight to church. You had to prepare yourself to come to church. So preparation is not new to us. We are always preparing one way or the other. But some are always last minute, even when you are traveling. When the bus takes off, you see some people just arriving. It is a fact of life that some are always last. So whether you are last or you are first, that's not what is important. What is important is that we prepare. We prepare for the Lord's coming. The Lord does not want to come and meet us in our state. That is uncalled for. He wants us to prepare. And that preparation today is repentance. Repentance. And so this word of God came to John at a particular time, during a particular time in their history. And we heard about a political time when Tiberius Caesar was reigning, when Pontius Pilate was governor, when Herod the Tetrarch of Galilee, etc. So he situated the political situation when the word of God came. It's for a reason that at that point in time, the word of repentance came. At that point in time, it's on record that John the Baptist preached the gospel of repentance, and what was the receptiveness of the word of God? Did they accept it or not? Today, as we all prepare for the coming of the Lord, at a political time, the word of God is still coming to us. At a time when MPP is in government, when Akufo-Addo is what? The president. When Father Michael is the parish priest here, etc., etc. The word of God is being addressed to us. At a particular time, are we going to shelve it? Or we are going to receive it and put it into practice? Your heart yearns for God. Your soul yearns for God. Your spirit is longing for the Lord. And all that the Lord wants from you is that you repent. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight his path. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding roads shall be made straight, the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of the Lord. If we are able to bring down the mountains and hills in our lives, fill the valleys in our lives, then only can we see the salvation of God. Then only can we see the redemption of God. My dear brothers and sisters, today the word of God is not addressed to anybody but to you and me sitting here. Repent, repent, repent. The sin we have piled up and piled up and piled up, and so it is like a mountain in your life. It's like a hill in your life. This day, the Lord says, he loves you the way you are, but he is not interested in that sin that you have allowed to pile up. And it's not like a mountain. Get rid of it. And so, if you're talking about repentance today, the first word is R, repentance, ours. R is realize the truth. It is the truth that you need help. I need help. It is the truth that Jesus alone has the power to help us. And you know, the first time mobile phone started coming, it was a basis for us to tell a lot of lies. Oh, where are you? Where are you? And even if you're in Trotro at Kaneshi, you say where? I mean what? Kumasi. Is that the truth? The truth of the matter is that as you have the phone, you are at a particular location. So now you can't afford that to tell lies anymore. So the person will say, send me your what? Location. Hello? Send me your location. Location doesn't what? Lie. Whether we like it or not, we are all at a particular location. And that location, you know, I know. You are at a particular location. And you know how your heart is like. Is it full of bitterness, full of hatred, greed, selfishness, pride, arrogance, name it. You are at a particular location. Realize the truth. The first one says it beautifully. He says that, Jerusalem, take off your robe of mourning and misery. Put on the splendor of glory from God forever. Wrap in the cloth of justice from God. Bear on your head the mitre that displays the glory of the eternal name. Other text will say that, clothe yourself with integrity. Clothe yourself with honesty. You know that where you are not a person of truth. You are not honest. We can only accept that we are in a particular location, and you know your location. You cannot run away from it. If you are in Bolga, you cannot say, I'm in what, Navrungu. If you are in Kenya, you cannot say, I'm in South Africa. You are at a particular location at a point in time. Spiritually, you find yourself in a particular situation. Realize the truth. The second one is experience rebuke. Experience rebuke. You know very well that what you are doing is not right. Yet, you don't want anybody to talk to you about it. And so you have built a wall around you so that no one dares talk about what you are doing. But you have that still gentle voice that speaks to you, the conscience of God that speaks to you. My sister, my daughter, my son, stop it. You cannot turn a blind eye to the voice of God. No, he speaks to you. Experience rebuke.
The P stands for the personal relationship with God.
We have our personal relationship with everybody. Some we see, you say hi. Some we don't just say hi, but we say, how are you? Hi is a family. God wants us to develop our personal relationship with Him. A relationship whereby morning, afternoon, evening, we are thinking about Him. That's the psalmist will say, day and night, I reflect upon your word. Day and night, it is about God. Personal relationship. For some of us, after you have left here on Sunday, the next time we take our hymnals, take our Bibles, our rosary is next Sunday. Advent is a time of a personal relationship with God. Then the E is entering the presence of God. Entering the presence of God. Where is God? God is not in this, only in this building. God is omnipresent. God is everywhere. And so wherever you find ourselves, let us know that we are still in His presence. If you are conscious of the fact that you remain in the presence of God, then you watch what you say, you watch what you do. Repentance, and it's now. Now. Now or never. Now or never. But we know how difficult it is, so you may want to postpone it. We know how demanding it is to stop this habit that we have done for years. This attitude of us that we think is not a part of us. Me, you don't know me, eh? Me, I am this, and I'm like that. You are happy about, I am this, and I'm that. We are so used to it, and it's not a part of us. And so, we don't want to let go. Repentance is now. The last one is thankfulness. Let us be thankful because no matter the stage we still find ourselves, we are so precious in the eyes of God. And so, He says that there's rejoicing in heaven over one repentant sinner than the 99 who have no need of repentance. May God help us with His grace to have a true turning away from our sins and turning towards God. May He bless us now and forevermore. Amen.